From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A new poll shows the two rival tax measures on California's November ballot are each drawing support away from each other. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, today's field poll suggests Governor Jerry Brown's initiative still has a chance.
The survey has Brown's measure, Proposition 30, leading by 10 points, but down from previous field polls and just short of the 50% it needs to pass. Education advocate Molly Munger's tax measure, Prop 38, trails by 15 points. Still, says field poll director Mark DiCamillo,
Prop 38 is pulling some voters away from 30. We're measuring it at 9%.
Yet DiCamillo says Prop 30's undecided voters could be more likely to vote yes in the end. For example, more of them approve of the governor's job performance than disapprove and are concerned about potential budget cuts if the measure fails.
All of those things indicate to me that the governor's measure is in fairly decent shape.
While Munger's initiative has a much tougher road. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Department of Criminal Justice data shows arrests for Californians under 18 last year were the lowest they've been since 1954, when the state had 3 million fewer teenagers. Arrests fell 20% overall, and felony arrests were down 17%. Mark Mails is with the nonprofit advocacy group Center for Juvenile and Criminal Justice. He says a change in the law that reduced possession of marijuana from a crime to an infraction accounted for some of the decrease.
So that dropped juvenile arrests by about 9,000. But that was only one-fourth of the decrease. Juvenile arrests decreased in almost all other categories, including for other drugs. So that accounts for part of it, but not much of the crime decline.
Mail says the data shows that Black and Latino youth crime is also down, and the drop comes at a time when the juvenile prison system is the smallest it's been in more than a decade. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.